refuge I can go. He's a shield over every tempest. He's an anchor that's sure and true. In times like these, it's good for me to know. Just ahead, I could not see. And those dark clouds were heavy and filled with rain. And the winds blew hard, and the billows did rise. From that raging sea, but peace came the moment when I called on Jesus' name. I said, God is my refuge. Strong and mighty tower that I can run to. Oh God, He's my refuge. Without Him,
church. The song said, the peace came the moment I called on Jesus' name. The moment, amen. I had my wife to sing that song by special request. I did particularly love the words to it. Something about saying, where would I be if he had not been there. Amen. Do I got a witness out there? Does somebody understand about the saving power of Jesus Christ, how he looks high, but he reaches down low, amen, and he takes those which really shouldn't have an opportunity, but gives them an opportunity, amen? Doesn't that give you goosebumps? Hallelujah. And I love that song. And as we were preparing for today, I began to seek the Lord about what really to come before his people with. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm still in my spirit deciding which way to go. But I have a piece particularly about Mark, the fifth chapter. And actually the end of the fourth chapter, if you would like to turn in your Bibles there. And as always, if you're under the sound of my voice, if you've made it into this church for any reason, it's not a coincidence today. Amen. And the Lord will give a specific direction to go just for your situation. And as we begin to listen to this message today, I ask you to not just think about yourself. Think about friends and family members and people that don't necessarily share in this awesome faith that we have. Isn't it good to understand the message of the cross? Amen. Isn't it awesome? There was a time in my life where I didn't understand what the whole deal was about Jesus Christ and him crucified. I thought, well, ain't that what it means to go to church? Jesus Christ and he was crucified. But you know, I discovered something, amen, that it's all through the crucifixion, amen. It's all through that blood that was shed, amen. I don't care if you need finances today. I don't care if you need mental help today. I don't care if you have relationship problems today. It's all was purchased at Calvary 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And I'm here to give you some good news. I'm here to encourage you. But I also am here, you can be set free because the greater one is here. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. And we feel his presence today through praise and worship. Hallelujah. I thought the song choice was awesome, Michelle. Amen. Father, we come before you right now by the authority in the name of Jesus through that purchased blood. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you that we can stand behind your blood today, not behind accomplishments or degrees. Father, not behind good works, but Father, we stand here because of your blood. Hallelujah. And every spirit under the sound of my voice, I adjure you. Hallelujah. That confusion be gone in this room, that the reluctance to make a decision, a quality decision of Christ, that you be inactive in this room today. And Father, I thank you that the spirit of liberty is here. Hallelujah. I thank you that the spirit of freedom is here. Father, that people can bust out of the shells that hold us captive today. Hallelujah. And Father, we just ask your presence to show up and do a work that man could never do. And you're welcome here in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Mark, the fourth chapter. And we're going to start at verse 35. Thank you, Lord. Without him, tell me, what would I do? Hallelujah. Mark 4:35. If you're there, give me a good grunt or something. Hallelujah. It says, in the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, which is the disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. I want to stop right there. When Jesus made this decision to pass over to the other side, I want you to know there were spiritual reasons why. Jesus ain't just traveling like some ideologies would have you to think. He was this hippie that just went around going from house to house. I guess just getting food and grubbing and dropping nice deep words on people. Let me tell you something. Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Jesus came on a mission to adjure Satan and his works and let him know that your time is up, buddy. Amen. And Jesus has a mission in this passage here. He's going to the other side. And usually it's people is involved in it. I think it's a good thing to see the church get back to loving people. Hallelujah. To loving people that are bound. Hallelujah. To loving people that need. And you're going to find that this is truly the heart of Jesus. And he said in verse 36, and when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. Jesus had a, he had people that followed him. You know, there's safety near the master. Amen. If you're under the sound of my voice and you may be dealing with fear, maybe you even cry yourself to sleep at night. I don't know what your situation. Maybe it's deep insecurity. I want you to know if you can just get close to Jesus. Amen. If you can just get close to Jesus, even out in the sea, out there where the storms are raging, there's peace and there's comfort. Hallelujah. And he says it here in verse 37, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat unto the ship, so that it was now full. You know, I looked that word up. When it was full, it was full. This ship was sinking. How many of you ever been sinking? Amen. How many of you ever been sinking? I could give you story after story. Just several years ago, me and my wife went through a tumultuous time. Financial dilemma at its peak. Not that I'm all the way out in the clear, but let me tell you, I was in the deep. Hallelujah. And you know, at that time when we drew near to Christ, that was the closest time I've ever felt him. I was kind of like that little ship that was there with him. Amen. And the storms blew. But let me tell you something. Jesus was right there. And it says right here that the waves beat the ship, that it was now full. The Lord told me to stop. And he said, tell the body to begin to ask, why is this storm here? If you're in a storm in your life, part of the posture of fighting is to not just accept, well, I'm in a storm, let me do whatever I can do to get out of it. First, you got to ask, why am I in this storm? Amen. Sometimes God puts us in situations, but I'm here to tell you, too, there's a satanic agenda. Amen. Because remember, when Jesus started this ship, he was going to the other side for a reason. And you know what was on the other side? People. People that were bound. And you know what this storm is all about? He doesn't want him to get there. How many of the religious community is still fighting us from going to people that are bound? You know, the first way to divide a church, decide to do an outreach. Hallelujah. Decide to touch people that are hooked on drugs and alcohol. Decide to touch people whose minds are falling apart. How many of the churches, these big stuffy churches with the chosen frozen, you tell them we're going to put our hearts on people that are struggling. You'll see how many people really have the heart of God. And I'm here to tell you something. The storm will come. Just like the storm came to stop Christ, the storm will come in your life too. Why? Because you're trying to get to the other side. What have you purposed in your heart today? What has the Lord told you and your family to do? What has the Lord told you to do personally? Some of you have said, you know what? I'm going forward with Christ. By God, I'm going to preach this gospel. And a storm came. Brother or sister, I'm here to tell you that storm came to stop you. Some of you said, you know what? I'm going to increase my giving higher than I've ever done it. And it wasn't for works. It was because of grace. It's touching you to do it. And a storm came. And you know the first thing you did? I can't do it anymore. Amen. Some of you have said, you know what? I'm going to love my neighbor as myself. And it's not works. I feel the tugging of the Holy Ghost to do it. You know, that's good stuff. But you know what? The first storm, that guy turned crazy and talked to you crazy. What'd you do? You said, I ain't doing this. I'm here to tell you, don't stop. Hallelujah. The storm may come. You just press through to go to the other side. Hallelujah. And it says in verse 38, and he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Doesn't it feel like sometimes Christ is asleep? In the midst of your storm, have you ever been there? Lord, where are you? God, you see me sinking. God, I'm at the end of my rope. Where are you at, Lord? Oh, I've been there. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You know, we preach lots of messages about the little faith part of this, because if you keep on going, Jesus said, don't you got any faith? But I want to tell you, there's a positive side of this. Sometimes you got to wake up to Christ on the inside. Amen. Amen. Because you know what? Let's keep going. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. You know all you need. You don't need more money in the bank. You don't need a new program. You don't need a new set of friends. You need a word from God. Hallelujah. All you need is a word from the Lord. Hey, man, let me tell you something. If you can get a word from the Lord, church, you can go through any obstacle. I don't care if the mountain seems high. How many of you ever had a word from the Lord when it looked like the obstacle was too big? And all of a sudden, he spoke something on the inside. You heard a message from the man of God, and you knew it was burning in your heart. How many know that'll supercharge the insides of you, and you'll go forward? Amen. What the body of Christ needs today, we don't need a mamby-pamby preach message. We don't need somebody coming up with another gimmick. The body of Christ needs a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you say, well, that's me, brother, I need a word from the Lord, I dare you to shake the Christ that's inside of you. Amen. I dare you to get him to rise up. Amen. If you've been sitting maybe too long, I dare you to stand up. Hallelujah. I dare you to jar him. Hallelujah. Because there's a Christ on the inside of every one of you. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've put your faith in the cross, if you've sensed the movement and operation and he's come back and he's done something in you that you couldn't have did before, if you're in the trial of your life, you wake the Christ up. Amen. You say, get up, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going through something. Get up, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've got to go through this trial, and you've got what I need. You've got the touch that I need. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give Christ an amen. Hallelujah. You can do it, church. You can make it. Amen. The Holy Ghost said, wake up to Christ. Hallelujah. Wake him up. We've let him sleep a little bit too long, and then out of despair, the first thing you do is turn to something else. My God, I'm sinking. Maybe if I call this little boat that's on the side of me, maybe they can send me a tugboat or something. And that's not the answer. The answer is that man that's sleeping, amen. The answer is that man that's in the hinder parts. The answer is that part on the inside, hallelujah. Put in a song that does something, amen. Put in a message from the man of God that does something to you, amen. Get on your knees, I dare you, and ask Christ to come back in, amen. Lord, if I forgive me, hallelujah. Forgive my unbelief, God. I know I need you, and you can take me through. Hallelujah. It works, church. Hallelujah. The next verse, 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How many of you know God understands us? He understands us. He knows we're in these frail bodies with this faith that flinches. Boy, it's easy to get in good faith in moments. But you let me walk out here and my car fall apart and I got $20 in my pocket. Amen. Then it's another story. And Jesus understands. Ain't it good to have a gospel unlike the Mohammedans and unlike the all the rest of them? But we got a God that's been touched, amen, with our infirmities. He knows what it's like. He's got the same body we had. And he knows that it's frail. And he walked with us. Hallelujah. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to the other, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? Church, that ought to get you excited. The winds and the seas will obey Jesus. Amen. They may not obey your word, but you get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be tugging with something that's going on in your life, and you say, man, what's the use? If you ever got that hopeless feeling, oh, I just give up. You got the right idea. Ain't nothing you can say, but I dare you to get a hold of what this book says. Amen. I dare you to get a hold of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I dare you to get a hold of what Jesus said. Breathe some life on it. Hallelujah. He'll get you through. And we're going to keep going into chapter 5. And they came over unto the other side of the sea. Thank God for that perseverance. Amen. Thank God for that push. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, church, get to the other side. You're one more tier away. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Somebody needs to hear that today. I sense it strong. Don't give up. You might be listening from a CD. I'm telling you, don't give up, my brother and my sister. Go to the other side. Why? Because you're one more day away. You're one more fight of faith away. You're one more tier away. Hallelujah. One more prayer. And Jesus and his team made it. And they came unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him unto the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Let me stop right there. Immediately when he got out of the ship, here comes an unclean spirit. Let me tell you something. Just because you made it to the other side, I'm here to tell you something. You got another fight on your hand. But let me tell you something, when you've already fought a storm that was destined to kill you, amen, when you was already X'd out of the equation and you made it and you stood, hallelujah, let me tell you, this demon ain't got nothing coming, hallelujah. Let me tell you something, if you dare to push through to this other side, if you dare to keep on going, my brother and my sister, I guarantee you, God's setting you up with the muscle, the spiritual muscle it takes, to when that unclean spirit comes, you're going to be able to address it. Part of the problem with us in the church, we have never really went to the other side. We've never had the spiritual confidence to know that he brought us through, so we can't be prepared for the unclean spirit. But you push on through. You go through and you know that Jesus brought you. And it says right here, when he came out immediately. Boy, that word immediately is powerful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know why it's immediately? They don't want nobody touched. They don't want nobody set free. There's a reason for it. There's a method to the madness. There's a spiritual warfare going on. There was another message I had. I didn't go that direction, but it's kind of intertwined in this. Let me take a second here. When it's all boiled down to, church, is God versus Satan. What it all boils down to is the blood of Jesus versus religion. What it all boils down to, you either choose the cross or you don't choose the cross. Amen. The common denominator to all of this is Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy and to lay down his life, amen, to shed his blood that all men could have access to that power through what he did. It's so simple. And the opposite end of the spectrum is you can't do what you're trying to do. So how many of you think that he doesn't want them, that Satan doesn't want him to make it there? Satan doesn't want him to have his journey. Satan doesn't want him to get the victory. And it's the same with you. Satan doesn't want you to be that preacher. Satan doesn't want you to stand tall. Satan doesn't want you to have your needs met. Satan doesn't want you to have emotional stability. Satan wants to bring you down. Amen. He's against Jesus. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, if you walk through, amen, if you did that last prayer, amen, you did that last tear, amen, if you did that last fight, hallelujah, you're going to make it through. And he says right here, verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there was met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Woo! I had a time years ago when I confronted unclean spirit. In fact, it was a homosexual. I used to pray with guys in a halfway house and not even knowing the cross. So a lot of stuff was just in just raw, Jesus, I know you're the way. I mean, just a simple faith. And we used to pray, and anybody in these meetings could put out, hey, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that, and a plethora of things. And there was one dude who was, we knew he was a homosexual, just the way he carried himself. But somehow through the teaching of who Jesus was and the word of God, he felt convicted. So I never forget, man. I began to, the Holy Spirit just gave me supernatural understanding, and I said, forgive that person. Say, I'm sorry. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. I forgive them. And then I said, say Jesus. He said, he couldn't say it. I said, say Jesus. And you talk about fear. Here I'm coming in as the man of God, Boy, you talk about hair standing up on your arms, man. When you walk face to face with the demon spirit, it is not pretty. Amen. And needless to say, this guy finally did push through. And thank you, Lord, for having me say that. If you're a homosexual today, and people have really given up on the homosexual community, they just feel like, man, that's so deep that he can't, man, you can be saved. Amen. A homosexual can come out of that mess. Amen. Jesus Christ can save you just like a drug addict. Hallelujah. He can save you just like a love addict. He can save you just like a heroin addict. Amen. But this guy finally began to let loose the things that was holding him, and he pushed through. But here Jesus is seeing a guy cutting himself, breaking fetters and chains. And I asked God, I said, what does this represent for us? And he said, remember when Paul said, the good I would, I understand not. And that which I don't want to do, I'm doing. Oh, wretched man that I am. The fetters represent what you can't do, and the chains represent what you should be doing. Amen. And those fetters and chains that are on us, church, I sense his presence even saying it. You may not be possessed by a demon, but let me tell you, there's still the force of evil. Amen. Where he tries to hold believers bondage. Hallelujah. He tries to stop you from doing what you said you're going to do for God. He tries to make you do things that you never said you would do while you're with God. I'm here to tell you, this man was breaking his fetters and chains, and he was doing things that showed you that it was supernatural. Demonic, but I'm here to tell you there's a greater man named Jesus that'll break you free from that. Hallelujah. Don't give up your fight. You can push through. People told you you're going to always be that way. I'm here to tell you you're not. Hallelujah. So this man had fetters and chains stopping him from doing what he should do and making him do that which he didn't want to do. Just a picture of us. Amen. If you don't know, Paul wrote that in Romans, the 7th chapter, speaking of a believer that is a Christian, but still bound. Hallelujah. Verse 4, because that he, let's go to verse 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when Jesus saw afar off, he ran and worshiped him. Stop right there. Have you ever, or maybe you now, how many people are supposed to live in tombs, hanging around graveyards? You know, our life today, sometimes we find ourselves hanging around graveyards. Sometimes we're hanging around things that are dead, can't let loose of the past. Some of you have been wounded in your past. Some of you have been maybe touched by people when you were just a young one. People touched you in ways that they shouldn't have. Maybe you're holding on to graveyards in your life. Maybe some of you have had hurtful things said and spoken over you. Parents said you'd never make it. You're just a loser. I don't know, but I'm here to tell you, if you're walking around those tombs, the Holy Spirit, I didn't plan this, church, but the Holy Spirit said, come out from those tombs. Amen. And the other part of it is he's seen him afar off. Let me tell you something, that there's something inside of you that says, is there truly an answer? And here's what the world is saying. There's a heart cry in those that are outside hanging around tombs. And they're saying, if there's really a man of God, is there really a hope? Is there really an answer? If I see him, I'll go over and worship him. If I see him come in my presence, I'll worship him. Church, that's our plea. We've got to push through to the other side. We've got to push through so we can bring Jesus to a lost and dying world. Amen. And it says in verse 7, and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High? I adjure you by God that you torment me not. That may confuse some of you. You know, in one voice, he's worshiping Jesus, and in the next voice, that demonic presence is doing its thing. How many of you know if Satan is in your life, one minute you can be doing the right thing, the next minute you find yourself bound. The thing that you don't want to do, you're doing. I'm not saying you're possessed, but it's the same forces of evil. Hallelujah. And this demon cried with a loud voice, verse 7. And said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I adjure you by God that you torment me not. Oh, this is going to be good. For he said unto him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. When the demon went to Jesus and said, I adjure you, Jesus, did you come to torment us before the time? You know, that word adjure is a legal term. He's basically saying, I'm calling you to court. Amen. You cannot legally do this, Jesus. How can you, being God, come down before the 7,000 years, I call it an earth lease, because how many of you know in Revelation, he's going to come on a white horse, he's cleaning it all up, amen? So imagine this demon looking and seeing the master, hallelujah, seeing the anointing of Jesus Christ, the greatest thing, to the highest you can be, telling him, get out. Whoa, this is too soon for this, Jesus. I adjure you, you're working illegally. But what he didn't know, God is way smarter than he ever was. He put him in a man. Amen. Jesus Christ was not just 100% God, but he was 100% man. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, church, if you push through to the other side, you can do the same thing Jesus did. Come out from that man and get out. Hallelujah. Satan is going to get caught off guard. Amen. It's the sneak attack. Amen. It's the blitzkrieg warfare. Hallelujah. He's trying to wake up a church. Amen. To go ahead and push through to that other side. Satan don't have to understand it. But I know one thing, you better obey the word of God. Hallelujah. He's saying, let's tell them to get out. Hallelujah. There's somebody in your life. There's a neighbor. There's a friend. There's a coworker that needs the touch of God that's on your life, that needs it. You've got the word of the Lord for him. Amen. You've got it. And you've got to go to him and give it to him. Hallelujah. Verse 9. And he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there were near unto the mountain, and a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we might enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea. Then there were about 2,000 and were choked at the sea. I want to say something about that. Satan's end for mankind is death. Amen. He wants to kill. Don't, church, he's playing for keeps in this last day. Last week we talked about how serious this thing is about coming to Jesus Christ. It's the most important decision you ever make in your life. There's no decision more great. And you may be listening, and you may be sitting in this room, and if you really think, well, I got time, or, you know, it's not really that big of a deal. Let me tell you something. These swine ran over the cliff and they killed themselves. Do you know? Only because man is more intelligent of a creature, created in God's image, will we fight it off. But if he could have his way with a human, he's going to kill you too. Amen. Satan is he's playing for keeps. And we don't have time to give him access. Amen. We've got to get that word from the Lord. We've got to push through. Amen. We've got to stay encouraged. We've got to go ahead, go to the other side, and we've got to let Satan know when we come up in front of him, you've got to go. Get out. Amen. Get away from me. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 14. And they who fed the swine fled, no doubt, and told in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was and that which was done. And they came to Jesus and see him who was possessed with the devil, who was, amen, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Oh, my God, I love this part. How many of you know what a better testimony, what could be a better testimony than he who was in, who was hollowing inside of these tombs, amen, who was tearing his clothes off, who was ripping and cutting himself with rocks, breaking his fetters and chains, sitting in his right mind, hey, how y'all doing out there? Amen. You know, I was that man who was hooked on dope. Amen. I was that man who was stealing. Amen. I was that man who you really had nothing good to say about at that season of my life. But now if they look at me now, amen, because of Jesus, hallelujah, I'm in my right mind. Amen. I'm not stealing. Amen. I'm not ripping my clothes. Amen. I'm not wallowing in the tombs anymore. Amen. And he's doing that with you. Amen. Some of you, you may say, well, brother, you always talk about drug addiction. I'm not a drug addict. How many of you know some of you were liars? Amen. Let's keep it real. Some of us were liars. Some of us were drunks. Amen. Some of the biggest things we hide is alcoholism. It's so easy to just go back to that shelf in the back and pour yourself a little nip. Amen. But some of us, God set us free from it. Amen. Some of us, God set us free from it. Some of us were gossipers, amen? And some of us, God set us free from it, amen? When they try to put that evil crap in your ear, you say, shut up, I ain't trying to hear it, amen? And they're shocked. You don't want to hear that? You're the main gossip of the town. You know what? He's changed my life, amen? He came into my heart, hallelujah. Somebody give God a hand, amen? That's what makes us the church. That's what makes us the church. If we ain't been set free from nothing, it's not a testimony. Amen. He set us free. Hallelujah. I could take you to Romans 5. All men. Somebody say all. All men were declared guilty against the holy God. So if you don't even can't even think of something that you was, let me tell it for you. You're guilty. Hallelujah. You're guilty as charged. Hallelujah. You was destined and going to hell, child of God, but he came in and saved your life. He wiped the slate clean. Glory to God. That's something to get excited about. You don't have to be on drugs, but you do need to know that I was not one that was destined for this glory. Amen. I was one that should have been sitting in hell. Like the song said that come from Brother Swagger Ministries. Who am I? Those are kids 16 and 18 years old. Understand the revelation. Who am I? I should be in hell. Amen. That's glorious. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And they who saw it told them how it befell to him who was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of the coast. And when he was come into the ship, he who has possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Amen. We're going to stop right there. And summarizing, when Jesus set forth to go to the other side, he had people in mind, amen? Jesus had you and I in mind. He had those who were by the wayside, those who were the worst of society even. And I wasn't the worst. I had my little episode, but I wasn't really as bad as I could see even some others. So if he could go out to save a guy cutting himself and ripping his car, how much more can he save a man like me? How much more can he save a person like you? And when Jesus went to that other side, he had his mind, it brings joy to my heart to think that we've got a God who sees that person who's the outcast of society. I can imagine this guy was a spectacle. I know when we were kids, we would find, there was this place up in Dayton that had these freaky people. They're supposed to be in the witch cults and stuff. And, you know, they were minding their own business, but that's just what they did. And we would go up and knock on the door so we could see them come out, and they're all black. And then we'd go run off with our hearts pumping. And we just made a spectacle out of them, you know. And I imagine this guy was in a similar vein. People would go by, maybe they threw rocks at him. Maybe they know that, man, this guy's a nut. He's demon-possessed. Watch him rip his clothes. And, you know, if we make him mad enough, he'll maybe break his fetters and chains. And people like that, we give up on them. Much more you would give up on yourself. You may be in a situation. Maybe you're in and out of institutions. Maybe you're in and out of churches. Maybe you've dropped in and out of programs. and nobody can seem to find the combination to fix you, man of God. I'm here to tell you, Jesus went to the other side to see you. Jesus had his mind on you, amen? Jesus was even faced an obstacle of a storm. That storm was from the same forces that put you in your situation. Those same forces that put you in your dilemma also erected a storm designed to kill the man of God. And I want you to know, child, that Jesus simply spoke a word and that storm subsided. That's the kind of God we're preaching about today. And when he got to that other side, he found a man. He's found you today. He's found you today. And maybe as you're hearing these words, if you're listening by a CD or if you're under the sound of my voice, your blood pressure might even change. Your heart may pick up and go a couple paces faster. That's the Holy Spirit. You feel like maybe there's a light beaming right on you, and there really is no light beaming on you. It's just God is wanting you to know that your number has come up. This is your day of deliverance. This is your day. And like the man that had the fetters and chains being broke, he worshiped Jesus. And at the same rate, the demonic side of him spoke out and said, "What are you doing here? I don't want things to change." There's a side of you that says, "I want to stay just in the situation that I'm in." Oh, yeah, there's a side of you that's saying, "I don't want things to change. I like it the way it is." Oh, but I'm talking to that other side of you. There's another side of you that's crying. It's a little boy on the inside, a little girl on the inside, that's saying, "I wish I could get out of this. Is it really real? Do people have changes? Do people really go from death unto life? Or is this something we just come in here and make a show and it's really not true?" I'm here to tell you, child of God, it is true. He'll change your life. He'll set you free. And there's hands all in this room through the course of the message where people have given witness that it works. He will set you free. He will change your life. And I want you to be bold. Just like the man with the fetters and chains was bold enough to run to Jesus. He ran to Jesus. And sometimes we've made these altar calls so weak. And I know our pastor's trying to get away from that too. And I totally feel his heart. Because let me tell you something. If you're being, people are throwing rocks at you. If people are making you the spectacle of the city, the spectacle of jokes, let me tell you something, I'd run too. Amen. Time out for playing games. Because when you go to stand before Jesus, it ain't got nothing but you and him. And let me tell you, you are not clothed either. Amen. He sees it all. And he sees what's on the inside. If you all would stand to your feet, and Michelle, you could help me here. I sense the presence of the Lord in this room. He was here from the moment we actually came in this room. And pardon me for stumbling through a word, but the message is clear. Amen. The choice of vocabulary may not be from the upper echelons, and some of the verbs and subjects didn't agree. But I'm here to tell you something. There is an agreement with what Jesus is saying and what's in your heart. Amen. And just with the show of your hand, child of God, if anything said reflected you, and I didn't say you were possessed. Let me make myself clear. This is not a message about demon possession, although demon possession is included. Sometimes people are possessed by demons. And let me tell you something, they got to go. A quick story. I hate to say it because that word possession, there are not nearly as many people possessed as we say are. The church we like to say because it sounds deep. But I had a father who was demon possessed. We lived with it. And let me tell you something, it is not a funny sight. The kids in the household begin to, everybody's on edge. Everybody's got to watch to see the temperament of the other party and make sure there's no outburst. And everybody's in bondage when there's a demon in your house. I've been through it. But let me tell you something, you can just be oppressed and it's still just as ugly. Amen. When you can't want to get rid of a cigarette, you can't. When you want to just not have a million drinks, you don't want to have a drink because you know it's not right. But you just do it every time. I'm not condemning. This is the word of life. If you're bound, there's freedom. He found you today. Amen. He found you. Maybe you can't help your lust. Maybe every time a beautiful man or a beautiful woman walk in a room, your whole body just can't stop from, I don't know what it is. And I could give you a million scenarios to find you, church. But if you heard something today, whether it's possession or oppression, with your head bowed and your eyes closed, just give me a wave offering. Thank you. I see the hands. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to give you a count to 10 because I know there's more. And the Holy Spirit loves you so much that he'll hold up a service for you. If you want to run to Jesus, you just give me a wave. It's that simple. Give me a wave. Hallelujah. Next prayer. If you have family members and friends that you know need a word from the Lord, and that speaks to you today, give me a wave by your hand, please. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I see your hands. Thirdly, if you're not saved and you're under the sound of my voice and you would love to make Jesus Christ your personal Savior and ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost, I want you to come down. I want you to raise your hand. Just give me a wave. Fourthly, I'm good at making these addendums. If you are a Christian and you want Jesus to rededicate you and you want to come back and start afresh and say, light the fire in me again, Lord, give me another wave. Amen. You come, everybody come down. Amen. We're going to fill up this altar to everybody that can move. If you can't move, that's okay too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Church, I appreciate y'all coming out today. But the Holy Spirit is here. You know, we used to take things for granted, like the movement and operation of the Holy Spirit. And when you look to see people filling up psychological couches and paying, what's the rate nowadays, like 100 and something an hour or something crazy to get what the Holy Spirit has just given us freely here, that presence that we all feel here, we can just go run and hit the car, and we're going to do that probably in 3 to 5 minutes. But get your mind off of the car and the food just for a second. And let's just love on the Lord, amen, that he thought enough of us to go past all that he did on Calvary and all the churches worshiping this morning in America. He's choosing us, this little congregation right here, to smile on us and give us his presence. Just begin to raise your hands and just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your presence today. Lord, we thank you for your presence because it was never based on goodness. It was never based on ability, but it was always based on who you are and what you did. And Father, you give us a rule and a formula that works every time. We lift you up, you come back with presence, Lord. We glorify you and your workmanship at the cross, and you come back with anointing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we've got people here that have raised their hand and said, Lord, help me. I'm running to you. Take the bondage off of me. Take the chain off of me. Lord, if that's you, help the other people that did raise their hand press in with a voice today, church. We don't want to have one voice be drowned out by the only one praising God. We're going to all begin to say, help me, Lord. Just begin to say, Lord, help me from your own heart. Hallelujah. Begin to cry out, church. Hallelujah. God, help me. Hallelujah. Jesus, I see you. I see you from afar off. I see you. I'm running to you today, Jesus. I'm wrapping my arms around you, Jesus. Help me today, Lord God. Help me. Hallelujah. Take the chain. Take the fetters. Hallelujah. Take the chain. Hallelujah. Give me my right mind. Hallelujah. That I can be an example to those. Hallelujah. That people can see what a change in me. Hallelujah, and give you the glory. Hallelujah. Change me, Lord God. And Lord, we intercede right now for family members. Let's begin to press in. Father, we've got family members represented here, Lord. We've got cousins and babies, Lord, and children, Lord God, and aunties and uncles. Father, people that are bound by nicotines, Lord, bound by alcohol, Lord, bound by drug addiction. Father, and you are no respecter of persons. If you do it for one, you'll do it for all. Hallelujah. And Father, based on the fact that you're not a respecter of persons, Lord, grant it to my people here, Lord. Grant it to my brothers and sisters here, Lord. Lord, let that hallelujah happen for them, Lord. Let the families begin to have laborers cross their paths, Lord. Let people that they work with begin to be the touch of God for them. Let a man of God cross their path, Lord God. Let somebody, Lord, that they didn't expect, Lord, be an intervention on their way of life. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the testimonies that are going to come from this, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you'll even fill up seats in here because of it, Lord. Lord, that's a demonic presence that doesn't want people to come. Hallelujah. Lord, that's that same war. Hallelujah. That's that same storm. Hallelujah. The storms of life that are stopping the movement. Hallelujah. But Jesus, we're pressing through for you. We're pushing through the storm. We're saying what you said, peace be still. Hallelujah. To the storms in the life of our loved ones, that they can go on, hallelujah, to this other side. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your presence, Lord. If you have any special needs, special prayer needs, we do have some elders here. Ned, hallelujah. We've got my brother from Dayton here. Hallelujah. We've got Brother Chris. If you have any need, sickness, I don't care, any personal need, just begin to just move toward the center. Before we dismiss, want to make sure anybody has a prayer need. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Would you pray? Hallelujah. There's a brother right here for you, Auntie. Hallelujah. Anybody, y'all begin to pray. Hallelujah. Begin to pray. We don't want to ever leave people all by themselves. Hallelujah. We're in the delivery room with them. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who else? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Brother McGuire, Keith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother, would you pray for my friend Chris? For Keith. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is moving up here, church. Just be keeping mind of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. It's like a delivery room. I like to call them midwives, amen, to help push through, amen. We're all in this together, church, hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer today? Hallelujah. The heart of Jesus is compassion, amen. He's here. He waits, amen. He waits. He goes to the other side. He heals bodies. Amen. He touches minds. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all can all be seated. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And while you're being seated today, I want to tell you, I did get to talk to Pastor. It was quick. But like Chris said, his memory was not too fond. I don't know if he had a bunch of lobsters in his mouth or what, but I hung up pretty fast to keep him enjoying himself. But he is going to be back next week. And I just want to thank everybody that showed up and just have a blessed week for the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just come to you by the authority in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that we don't need sleight of hand, blue smokes, and mirrors. Lord, we just need a word from you. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for the words that was produced with blood. We thank you for the words that have tears on them, Father, that come from these books of the Bible. And Father, we just thank you that if we apply them and plant them in our heart, they will produce, has to. In Jesus' name, amen.